I feel this real anarchic moment happening. Yes, you can. It would be lovely. Welcome to the first ever independent Manchester book market. A big round of applause for that, if you don't mind. And how exciting it is. Almost like a little bit of punk in the literary world. Well, I think so. Don't you? I don't care. And we'll be having some punk moments and some literary moments. If you don't know who I am, then where have you been all these years? If you don't know who I am, I'll give you my number later. You especially. Are you all right? Maybe you. I'm Chloe Poems, gay socialist transvestite poet and gingham deer. Diva at your service. And I'm going to perform for you for a little while before we have four other readers who will hopefully make your lunchtime and your food digest beautifully, because that's what our aim is. They asked me to do a family-friendly set. I found it really difficult. But I've got something with no swearing in or references to gay sex. So this is that. I don't know, I was really rather perplexed by the whole Hurricane Katrina thing. I hope everybody was. If you weren't, then you really are mad. It was the murder of a city, and it was wrong, and it was bad, and it must, you know, a very right-wing, horrible thing happened. This isn't about that. This is about the way entertainment, especially American entertainment, deals with tragedy and how entertainment lies, basically. Entertainment will only ever lie to you. That's its job. So you must not listen. Remember, a tap dance is not a socialist manifesto. I thought that was very good. Okay, this is dedicated to the people of New Orleans, and it's called That's All, Folks. Towers fall, planes crash into a giant 11, splat. Water eats the world with rain teeth. The answer, my friend, cash calls. A billion green dollars is blowing in the wind, pouring down like rain, like bombs, billowing confetti for the rich. See malls, world stalls. The answer is blowing. A jazz trumpeter's lungs inflated, a response to the verse elated, and that wherever it is, chorus fills every cell of everybody fated and fatigued. These people aren't CGI. Damn! CGI people don't sing the blues. Soft shoes shuffle like broken canoes and tap out silent SOSs. CGI people aren't bodies floating on bad jazz. That's water distilled from greed. Bad jazz is the devil selling his soul to Hollywood to make sure he's played by Tom Cruise in soft shoes. Who knows? He might even become the president. The devil has all the best cartoons. I got this great idea! An exec screams like a trumpet out of time and tune. Los Angeles is engulfed by a fireball, yeah? That's really the moon, yeah? Set on fire by uranium missiles. There's this leading man designed to save the city, genetic. His leading lady has to be pretty, her name's smaller than his, pathetic. He has an apartment in Schwarzenegger's shadow. Cash calls, waters fall, real people die, really real, not nearly real, not CGI. It's really real poor people in this disaster movie. Why? See you on the levee. Special effects so vulgar and bright. Water falls to remind us the Old Testament hasn't the monopoly on biblical. Perhaps his ass is cyclical. If only Charlton Heston was really Moses. He could turn around the tide and split this sea of red-blooded bodies and return them home, or perhaps into roses. There's no place like. Charlie really nailed that Moses guy down. If only there'd been an 11th commandment, thou shalt not let a city drown. If only Charlton Heston had burned Bush, turned an idiot into bonfire on Make America Better Day. It's a twister, Auntie M, and you were in my dream. The two O's in Hollywood embedded in Beverly Hills are boggled and bloated. Eyes on a mission, not impossible. In fact, highly probable. There's $27 million to pay Denzel Washington to win an Oscar. It's showbiz unstoppable. $27 million to play a poor man who's got it hard in soft shoes. Perhaps rescued by Stallone in a supporting role. Do you think Sylvester can sing the blues? I taught a putty tat. Heroes make money. Heroes make news. Heroes are uncomplicated and simple. It's a shame Drew Barrymore had to grow up. She was great in E.T. She was great when we all kneeled at her Shirley Temple, a shining example to the kids in America. And the end of the world needs a little girl. Gary Oldman could be the bad guy, the greedy guy, slight and English, the president's friend, a sibilant shadow who doesn't save lives. Denzel's tears ripple the toxic water, making it drinkable for a while. Denzel's tears make the audience smile and contented. America cares. Demented. We can take what's toxic in that water and turn it into a lesser green bill dollar. Lesser is more. The audience roars away as the mojo works to out voodoo Independence Day. Hollywood murdered American in that. Karma crash. Apocalypse wow. Money howls. A coyote caterwauling. Road running to chaos. Water still falling. The devil has all the best cartoons. Wasn't Charlton Heston in Planet of the Apes? He doesn't just shoot movies. It's a madhouse. A madhouse. When we forget how to love, we forget how to live. Towers fall. Heroes call. Monsters rule the world. A giant 11. Waterfalls. Eating the world with rain teeth. America up in smoke. It's a twister. New Orleans? That's all, folks. Thank you. There they come. See, not one reference to gay sex. Or a swear word. Was that family friendly? Talking about America killing? Right, okay. This next poem. I once lost a group of friends because I was too drunk. Not that they're dead, they just got really mortified by my behavior. I thought they were going to be my friends for the rest of my life. They lied. Like entertainment, they lied. This poem is about people who really aren't your friends. And it's called, if I can remember the damn thing. No, I can't. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, damn. I'll do something else. Oh, I know. Have you ever seen that? There's a big church in Hume. And on one side, it's got bingo in big yellow bingo letters. And the other side, it's got really sharp, in really harsh, sharp letters, Jesus. Bingo, Jesus, it says. And I thought, what a wonderful name for the character. Wouldn't that be a wonderful thing? So instead of the lovely, I know I got changed in your church. And I want to make my own Jesus. So I thought, what would he be called? He would be called Bingo Jesus. This is that. A shabby man, my creation, whose baggy shadow dances, jigs long forgotten. Oh, damn, I keep forgetting the damn thing. Gone. Oh, I'm really bad at this, aren't I? I can't remember that other poem either. I've got a cold and a sore throat. I can only remember really naughty poems. No, I can't do the Queen one. No, I'll do something from the book. I've got it. A shabby man, my creation, whose baggy shadow dances jigs long forgotten, whose dreads seem underlit by multicolored neon. He beams a smile that doesn't pinpoint memory, his face a relief map, a bumpy, wrinkled journey of everyone's encounter with breath. No stranger to death, bored of the finite wisdom of the successful, dim and distant world weary. It's whispered he can speak in tongues, this son of me, but doesn't have much to say, that he can walk on water. But there's no way he'd be reduced to parlor tricks for poets and storytellers hungry to be remembered. He's offended by the restrictions of longevity and thinks immortality blinks for time wasters. For Bingo Jesus, holy water is methylated spirit, spirit that makes the miracle lights gather, a firefly disco ether where he's always one step ahead of the flautists, a favorite of tourists and children whose giggles he knows may one day mimic the shortcomings of his chest. He's the best at this street theater of polystyrene tea and sympathy, of unintelligent bourgeois empathy and broken tambourines. Thank you. I very love it. Now, I'll try and remember that poem maybe at the end, but I'll get it. So we'll move on to our guests. Oh, by the way, you can get my book from the Root Store, Adult Entertainment. It even has a CD, which has been called the best performance CD in the whole wide world. Hey, by who? By me. And my publisher. And someone I know who's called Mother. Right. Our first guest of the evening. I know, I work at night. I know it's not evening. Am I on? No. Oh, am I on now? I've worked with this person before, and this person is bringing a new energy into performance poetry, a sort of classical musical energy, which is really rather jolly.
and makes an awful lot of sense. I always think poetry, and especially performance poetry, is a cross-pollination of theatre, music, or should be a cross-pollination of theatre, music, literature, and spoken word. And this person certainly delivers on that. Would you please welcome, let me see, Unwin Lewis!